What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode today, man. I don't even know what number we're on, but I'm just glad that you guys keep tuning in. I was hoping to have some really good news today. I was trying to make the switch over to making this whole podcast on video to upload it to YouTube, but the camera that I ordered is not here yet, so you guys will still be getting these 11-minute clips, basically. And then I will try to hopefully have it by next week, the new video camera, so that I can get these fully uploaded on YouTube so you guys can watch the whole thing. You don't have to break it up and watch it in clips. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that everything goes right, that I get this camera, that everything works and links together, so that next week's episode will be a very easy process for me to just be able to upload it to YouTube, to be able to cut and edit it, to have a little bit of things here and there just to illustrate what I'm talking about. So I'm hoping, you know, fingers crossed that everything goes smoothly, and yeah, we can actually have the whole podcast uploaded to YouTube and not just have the audio clips. But knowing me and knowing my luck, something will go terribly wrong, and it won't happen. But if you guys start seeing the 30-minute uploads to YouTube, that means everything did go well, and you guys can follow along with a little with me and seeing my little goofy quirks and see what I'm talking about. So yeah, let's hope everything goes well. But anyway, today's opening day here in Cincinnati, Ohio, man. And not only did we get opening day, but we also got snow here in Cincinnati. So if you are enjoying opening day in your city, if you're into the MLB, if you're into baseball, if you watch and follow the season, I hope you guys had a good opening day and did not have to worry about any kind of freezing or any kind of snow on the ground or slipping and sliding in your cars. I went down to opening day a couple of times, but most recently I think was about 2 or 3 years ago. And I really had a great time down there, man. It was one of those moments that I really loved and enjoyed. It was just one of the things that I really loved doing. It was back when I worked for a credit union, a local credit union here in Cincinnati. And we had a little float down there, and I got to sit up, well, not float, but a little wagon thing that I got to sit on top of and wave the things and say hey to everybody. And it was really nice. It was really cool. It was really fun to be a part of it. So I really hold those memories very fondly, man. Yeah, it was nothing special. It's not like I got to get up there because I was somebody. No, it was just I worked for a company that was a part of it, and that was free advertising, I guess. I guess you pay to be in it, I'm assuming. I mean, nothing's free in the world, but I guess they paid their pretty penny, and they wanted to show some faces to people that worked there. And yeah, it was pretty cool, man. We didn't really get anything. We just got to say hi to everybody. Not like we got a whole bunch of notoriety, but I had a really nice time. I really had a nice time. I hope I get to do that again someday. Probably will never do it for another company. Hopefully I get to be I get to own a little piece of something and get to be out there and show them my love and appreciation for the city. But really, really fun time. I'm fat, so like when I went, I was like, so will there be snacks? Like, we were right down by Philly Market in downtown Cincinnati, and I was like, will they be providing us with any kind of sweets or cookies or cakes? I'll pay. I have no problem paying. But yeah, everything was pretty much shut down, so we we just had to go in there and deal with it, you know, just kind of be hungry and down there. I think we're down there for about 3-4 hours because you have to pretty much, you know, get loaded up on everything, get in the line, wait for the line to start, and then you're just pretty much just going through the streets of downtown Cincinnati. And like I said, it was a great experience. Got to see a lot of people. I saw an old teacher of mine down there. If you're watching, then you know exactly. She's probably not watching. I don't know why I do that. I act like that. I have millions of views, subscribers, and they're all like, oh, I remember this happening. It's like, no. But she was an old teacher of mine, an old high school teacher. And she saw me and she texted me like, hey, is that you? I was like, I didn't even know you still have my number. Yeah, I've been out of high school for a while. Even back then when I went, it's been more than 5-6 years. So she was like, hey, is that you on the float? I was like, oh snap. I didn't even know you still have my number. But yeah, man, it's always good to like see people that you haven't seen in a while. I'm super awkward. If anyone has ever seen me out in public, I had one guy approach me one time a few years ago and was like, hey, aren't you Anonymous? And I was hella awkward. I was like, yes, I am. I was like, do you want a handshake, a hug? Do you want some dap? Do you want me to sign something? And he was like, oh man, your music's real cool. I'm glad I started listening to you. And that was pretty much the extent of the interaction. It wasn't like, he wasn't like, hey, sign this, or hey, can I get a picture? It was just, hey, I know y'all recognize your face. I just wanted to say hi. And then he just kind of went on his way and did his thing. It was at like a, was like at a school exhibit, and he was presenting something, and he just happened to pick me out the crowd because I did go. Holla at your boy. I did go, and I had a very nice time. And it was a cool little thing, but I was definitely hella awkward my first few little interactions with music that I've ever had. And you know, I'm one of those guys where, like, when I'm on stage, I'm hella cocky, like my music persona is hella confident, but in real personal life, I'm hella chill. I'm not nearly as arrogant and full of myself as I seem in my music and in my comedy. I'm really a chill, laid back guy. I don't really get into too much. It's just sometimes I have these crazy weird ideas and I'm like, I'll put that pen to paper and just kind of you know, spin it into my I'll say my on stage persona, my anonymous persona, let's say. And I mean, it's just a fun little experience for me. Like I say, I hate to make this comparison, but how Beyonce is like, there's a Beyonce and there's a Beyonce Knowles and then there's a Sasha Fierce. Like, there's different levels to who I am and who I am as a musician and who I am as a performer. It's like, that's how I feel, and that's how I really come to it. It's like, I'm a unique, not really unique, because I'm sure a lot of the performers and rappers and comedians and like everybody, most of the people that I've met, very rarely are people exactly who they are off the stage or away from the we'll just say the arts. They're usually like pretty even keel. They might have like a couple quirks. Most of the comedians that I've met have some really interesting quirks about their personal I was going to say persona, but their personal life. They have like weird little quirks or weird little personality tics that you notice and pick up on it. You're like, oh, okay. So you amplified that to create your onstage persona. But it definitely takes a special kind of person to be able to like divide the two, to be able to break up the two and not be like the same person. Most of the people that I've met who have, not saying that everybody's like this, but the people that I've met that have the same energy and that have the same attitude on stage and away from the stage are really usually jerks. Like that's really how I've noticed it, is that most of them are jerks. That's like, it's just like they can't break it up. So they just, whatever thoughts that they have or whoever they are in person. You know what I just realized, guys? I am not recording at all on the video. I'm not doing it whatsoever. It just hit me. It just totally hit me. So, yeah, I'm just going to cut it on real quick because I didn't want to have that as part of the YouTube. So I'm probably going to rerun through that really quickly and just mention it real quick. So hold on. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy Anonymous again. So for the people listening on the podcast, they're probably super confused. So I never started recording when I started this podcast. So I'm about 8 minutes in, and I'm just now cutting on my camera. So I want to apologize to everybody on the podcast. Shout out to everybody on YouTube land watching. If you want to catch the first 8 minutes, man, tune into the podcast. I'm such a goober. So I'm just going to touch on what I touched on in the first couple of minutes of the podcast just for the people on YouTube. The reason I didn't have an episode last week was that I was hoping to have, actually I didn't touch on this, but the reason I didn't have an episode last week and the reason I'm having one this week is because I have ordered a new camera, and I was hoping that the camcorder would get here before the episode aired or before I had to record and post it, but it never did, and it's still not here because that's just my kind of luck. So hopefully next week I will have the full episode able to get uploaded to you guys on video, full 30-minute podcast with the new camcorder that I'm getting. So now that that's out the way, it's snowing in Cincinnati. It'll just speed through all through that because I was already in the podcast. Oh my gosh, I'm a goober. Anyway, I'll just touch on some stuff that's going on in the news. Michael Rappaport and KD are beefing. I don't really care. It's just some things in the news I don't really have an interest towards. Like the things that I really care about are things that affect like people on a whole, like on a national level, like the whole Walmart opening the bank thing. Like I think that would affect way more people than KD beefing with Michael Rappaport or Lil Nas X getting canceled and in the culture and everything that's going on. It's like, I don't care. I don't really care about any of those things. I mean, I make jokes about them. I crack jokes, but I have no interest or feelings or interest towards that whatsoever. It's like Lil Nas X, if you haven't heard, did a video and also twerking on Satan. I'm like, I mean, if you're twerking on anybody, shouldn't you be saying? I mean, I think they'd be more upset if he was twerking on Jesus. I would think personally that people would have more of a problem if he was popping that booty on Jesus. But hey, apparently they got a problem with him twerking on Satan. I don't get it. Jesus was Immaculate Conception, wasn't he? He wasn't, Mary wasn't popping that thing on Joseph, right? I mean, it was just, and then Jesus, you know what I mean? So if you're popping it on anybody, wouldn't Satan make more sense? I mean, you know, in theory, you would think that they would be like, yeah, you know, I mean, hey, it is what it is. They say go to hell anyway, so it's like Satan, gay person, twerking. I mean, you would think that it just kind of lend itself to it. So I didn't really get all the outrage. People were upset about the, he did a pair of shoes, I guess, that 666, John 3:6, I think the Bible verse was like, maybe it's Luke. Because John 3:16, I know my Bible verses, is God loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And I know that's not the verse that he used. But anyway, yeah, people were really upset about it. They really seemed to be up in arms about him doing the 666 devil shoe. And I'm like, I don't get it, man. Like, this is America. This is America, okay? America, yeah. And I just didn't get why everybody was so upset. I mean, freedom of religion, that includes Satanism. I mean, there was a whole big deal about Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, when that came to TV and how they promoted Satanism. People had a big issue, big deal about it, but I didn't get that either. I'm like, do you think America is only Christian? Do you think that, people get up in arms about the craziest things. I mean, they act like this is the first time that we've seen the devil depicted in a music video. They act like this is the first time that we've seen some evil shoes or anything satanic in music. Like, rock and heavy metal have been notorious on a massive scale to be known for promoting Satanism, promoting devil worship, talking about the devil, talking about eating babies, talking about sacrificing babies. I remember Mike Tyson did an interview where he was like, I will eat him and I will eat his kids. And I was like, that is the scariest thing. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen. Like Mike Tyson talking about eating somebody on live television. Like, that's crazy. I think he said eating and beating, one of the two. Y'all know I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. But, you know, 3-6 Mafia was a group. That's 3-6s of the Mafia. I mean, I feel like people should know these things. I feel like this is nothing new. This is nothing that people haven't heard of before. It's like, music and Satanism and everything are kind of linked and kind of intertwined. And I mean, everybody knows that the devil is involved in the music industry. I mean, everybody knows that, you know, that there's a whole bunch of sketchy stuff going on in, around entertainment. So why is this? Yeah, I got on my Reds hat today, man, opening day. But why is this a surprise to anyone? Why do people make a big stink about things that have been common knowledge for years, decades? I think it was back in the 1950s. I remember Alex Jones was talking about Bohemian Grove. I think he was talking about that back in the early 2000s. Like, none of this stuff is new. I just don't get why everybody makes a huge uproar like this is all new information or this is all new. Like, oh my gosh, we can't believe he's doing this. And he's like, he's openly been gay. He's openly made music that has talked a bunch of times about lean and about sex and about doing drugs and about being misogynist. Well, not misogynistic, but being unfaithful. Wow. It's weird that I call it, you know, correlated being misogynistic and being not faithful to the same thing. That's kind of there might be something wrong with me, man. That might be something that I might have to look into personally, because I was weird that I linked that together. But anyway, yeah, I just don't get why people pick and choose what they choose to get upset about these days. It's like, there's always going to be a music artist that is going to try to peddle something to your kids that you don't want to. It's your job as a parent, as an adult, to kind of curve that. Like, when I was growing up, we had South Park, and I saw this posted online, like, South Park, we saw Satan and Saddam Hussein in a gay homosexual relationship. Like, that's not the same thing. We saw them in a relationship, and Satan was the number two. Like, he was the punk in the relationship. Like, he was, come on, Saddam. Like, it was hilarious. Like, Trey Parker and Matt Stone definitely influenced a whole generation of kids, I think. I think that's why I'm very, I'm not sensitive to a lot of the topics, because I've seen so much of this depicted in media and through South Park, and I follow a lot of comedians that are very offensive, so I'm like, I don't really get... like the Bill Burrs, the Andrew Schultz. I listen to Alex. I mean, you're free to listen to whoever you want. I'm not saying I believe all these people, but I get a whole bunch of opinions from a whole lot of different sources and a whole lot of different energies and a whole lot of different thinking processes. And that kind of, it kind of lets me know like who I agree with and who I don't agree with, whose points I like and whose points I don't like, kind of reaffirms who I am as a person. Like, listening to Alex Jones or listening to Joe Rogan or listening to Adam West. Oh, listening to a Cornel West or listening to a Whoopi Goldberg or listening to a Ben Shapiro or just listening to a whole bunch of different people is like, that's how I reaffirm who I am. Like listening to a Joe Biden press conference or listening to a Barack Obama speech or watching a Donald Trump interview. It's like, that's how you know who you are as a person. Like, if you can listen to them and not become like emotionally like, yeah, I love it, I'm for this 100%. But it's like, if you can agree and disagree with topics with people that you like and don't like, I've said this a million times on the podcast, just because I like you as a person or I think you have good ideas as a person doesn't mean that I enjoy you as a thinker. Or just because you have thoughts that I agree with doesn't mean that I like you as a person. That's what I think the whole culture has gotten so terribly wrong in this day and age, is that like, just because I enjoy your material doesn't mean I know you. That's what I mean when I said earlier, at least they got this on the podcast, like when I said earlier, like I don't necessarily, like, I personally know how to differentiate who I am as a person versus the stage persona that I create through being Anonymous, the author of Anonymous Rap Guy on my YouTube. Follow me at Anonymous Rap Guy across social media if you can. But it's like, I know that they're two different personas. So if I ever personally get into any kind of mess or any kind of craziness, it's very easy for me to shut off the persona and be like, okay, I'm just going to be me for a while. I'm going to tone it down in interviews. I can kind of kick up my Anonymous persona to try to be like, kind of, like I say, very arrogant, very much of a jerk, very cocky, very bullheaded, and very I don't care, whatever. But that's not who I am as a person. Like, I do have interests, I do have cares, I do have passions that I have that I'm probably not going to be sharing with you guys until I get very in depth one of these days. Hit me on 60 Minutes and then I'll probably let y'all know who I am as a deeper person. But like, it's just like, this is for entertainment. This is for people out there who want to get to know, not want to get to know, but who want to be entertained, who want to just sit back and laugh and smile and say, I want to forget about the stuff that's going on over here. I just kind of want to enjoy the things that are going on over here, over there. In this YouTube, in this, you know, podcasting, in this Twitter, Instagram world, I don't want to be focused on the real world. I want to deal with this augmented virtual reality and just kind of enjoy myself. And I get that, man. You know, the real world can be a drag sometimes, and it can definitely bog you down. So it's like, hey, this is my escape, and that's what I'm here for. This is the virtual me. This is the virtual Anonymous to try to take you guys' minds off that, man. But moving on, you know, KD and Michael Rapaport are beefing. They've got some issues with each other. Michael Rapaport leaked some DMs from KD that basically called out his wife, but kind of said that he disrespected his wife. You know, he didn't really come forward, but I don't care. I just don't. I shouts out to Michael Rapaport, but we all know Michael Rapaport is a troll. We all know Michael Rapaport has said some horrible things over the years. Like, just like, he's a New Yorker. I believe he's a New Yorker. And he has that New York kind of cockiness to him. That you just want to kind of be like, man, shut up sometimes. like just shut the up sometimes, Michael Rapaport. Like, you're annoying, man. Like, I can handle him in small doses. Like, sometimes in TV roles, it's like, or movie roles, it's like, I'm glad he has a minor role, because I couldn't deal with a whole movie of this dude. Like, he drives me crazy. So I kind of understand why Kevin Durant snapped on him. Probably shouldn't take it as far as he took it, because, I mean, you don't know this dude. You're a multimillionaire. Like, I don't engage with people online currently. And I'm like a thousandaire. like I got some decent thousands, but I'm not entertaining people like that online. And I just don't understand how he's so sensitive. Like, I've heard it for years, and I'm sure everybody's heard it for years about how sensitive Kevin Durant can be when it comes to this online stuff. And it's like, dude, you have millions. Why does it matter? Like, Nick Wright from First Things First said it best. Like, dude, you get online and you act like a 15-year-old. Like, you act like this is your first time online. Like, you're 32. Like, oh, I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but you're almost like, I'm younger than him, but like, you're in my age, right? Within 5 years of me. I'm like, how? Excuse me. That this water, man, has got me burping. How were you so like surprised and shocked that people have different opinions about you and have like some offensive opinions, or they say what they want to online about you? Like, that's what the internet is. Like, this is not a new idea that we have trolls on the internet, that people say ridiculous, flagrant things to just try to shout out Andrew Schultz. They just say ridiculous, flagrant things to try to get a rise or try to get a reaction out of you. It's like, dude, you are a multimillionaire easily. Tens of millions. You've made over $100 million in your career. I mean, pure profit. Like, he's made over 200, like, other than taxes. Like, he signed ridiculous contracts in his career. And this is where you what you want to do? Like, you want to respond to people? You want to talk smack to people? You want to beef with radio personalities? Like, man, it's really not that serious. Like, you got too much money, you got too much going on to be beefing with these goobers. Like, count your money, get you a fine woman, you know, laugh and enjoy your life with your moms and in your immediate family. Like, dude, your life is good. Like, the internet should be the last thing on your mind. But then again, like, that's just me. I don't let certain things get in. I don't let certain comments or commentary like affect me. And like I said, that might just maybe that's more unique than I give it credit for. Maybe my mind works differently than some people's. I'm gonna switch this out real quick. I'm switch my hat. I don't know why it matters, because I'm on our podcast only now. The video stopped. But yeah, man, I guess it's more unique than I gave it credit for. But yeah, man, I'm gonna call it quits right there for today. My phone keeps ringing, so I'm gonna go see what this see what this call is about. I appreciate you guys for stopping by. Do what you can. Follow me across social media, man. Hopefully next week I'll have the video up and running so we can see how this goes. And yeah, be kind, be dope, but more importantly than anything else, be yourself. I'll catch you next time. Peace.